super humanistic podcast where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram at superhumanistic. And just to recap of last week, we talked about sleep, all the benefits of sleep, ways to get better sleep. So if you're having trouble with sleep, which is so important to live a healthy lifestyle, go back and listen to that episode and check it out. This week, we're going to be talking about anti-aging, which is another important topic. Everybody wants to look younger for longer, live a longer, healthier life, and also be mobile as you get older as well, which is very important. So today, we're going to talk about anti-aging, some methods to reduce your age, biologically at least, and we'll go ahead and get into those now.
Yeah. So we kind of hit on anti-aging like here and there in our podcast in previous episodes, but not one full podcast on anti-aging. So some of these tips we have kind of given in the past as well, especially if you listen to our Blue Zones. You know, the centenarians do a lot of these tips to help them reach those 100 years and beyond, being the healthiest versions of themselves. So just to make sure that we are looking as well as feeling younger, wearing sunscreen is the first tip. So always, you know, a suggestion in the Blue Zones was to go outside and get more sun, but with that you should be wearing sunscreen. Even if it is like a cold winter day, the sun is still out.
Cloudy days,
today it's raining, but like I made sure to put sunscreen on this morning because it is important. The sun is still there. The rays are still coming through those clouds. So
as my wife knows, I'm a proponent of sunscreen. Yes. I always ask her, did you put on sunscreen?
Oh, yeah.
Put on sunscreen?
Every morning.
I get tired of hearing that from me.
But that helps for your skin to look younger and healthier. So with sunscreen, especially for like your face and those sensitive areas, you want at least an SPF of 30. So when you're looking to buy those sunscreens, I like Neutrogena, the brand that you use.
I use Super Goop for my face, and then we use Trader Joe's sunscreen, the spray, which is really good, very highly rated, and only like $6 or $7 a bottle. So highly recommend Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah, so just aiming though for that SPF of at least 30, I do SPF 60 for my face just because I know that is more of a sensitive area for myself. With sunscreen, it does prevent those dark spots and wrinkles from forming, which in turn makes you look younger. And then, of course, most importantly, I feel sunscreen also is helping to reduce that risk of like skin cancers. So making sure that you have sunscreen on every day is a good morning routine to get into. For tip number two, really taking care of your skin. So starting a routine, maybe it is in the mornings, I wash my face and then put on certain serums, including that sunscreen. So adding that to your morning routine, but having some sort of a daily routine, whether it be a morning or night routine. I do both really for my face. At night, I don't put as much on as I do in the morning, just because the morning I feel like I need to protect my skin a little bit more from what it's going to go through throughout the day. So aging of skin can actually be reversed through starting some of these daily routines of like washing your face and adding in some sort of exfoliant. So those washes with the beads in it, that's good for your skin because it's opening up your pores more to be able to help those serums and lotions that you're putting on really soak into your skin. It can also get rid of that dead skin, so that's why those beads are important, or an exfoliant of some sort is important for your skin, because it is getting rid of the dead skin as well, which then reveals more of that smoother complexion that we're looking for with a healthier, younger skin. So most importantly, they're making sure that we're adding in a daily routine and adding moisture to your skin. So a lot of times, even in the summer when it's humid out, we think like, oh, we don't need lotion, but actually that's what's helping to keep that moisture into your skin. And adding more of a younger, youthful look is by adding in some sort of lotion. So putting lotion on all over the body. At night, I use tip number 3, which is a retinoid. I know my husband uses a retinoid, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's prescription from a dermatologist, but yeah, it's Retin-A essentially.
Yeah. So, and that's at night as well.
Yeah. And you put it on at night because if sun hits your skin while you have it on, it deactivates the chemicals in it.
Mm, there we go. See, I learned something new. So retinoids is tip number 3, adding that to your nightly routine. So that is what I put on at night. It does, when I wake up in the morning, I feel like my skin does look healthier. So it boosts your collagen, improves skin tone, texture, and reduces wrinkles. So adding in a retinoid of some sort at night. Not caution, but just like, I guess, look out for is that adding too much retinoids, or like you just want to do it slowly because your skin could break out. I know my skin, if I've like stopped using it and then start again, it will break out because it is so strong. But know that like that's gonna subside within a few days or weeks. And also going to your dermatologist and seeing, you know, what sort of cream they might suggest, as all of our skin is a little bit different. For tip number 4, protect your hands. So hands also make you age or make you appear that you're older. I know my hands, especially in the winter, get very dry. So I'll like look down and I'm like, oh my goodness, I look so old right now. But adding in that moisture lotion to your hands does help them to look younger as well. Making sure if you're doing outside work, like gardening or any yard work, having those gloves on to protect your hands. Same with cleaning, like using cleaning supplies in your house. You want to wear gloves. My husband did get me into wearing gloves a little bit more. I'd never like really thought about that. But then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm putting chemicals all over my hand, I should wear gloves. So wearing gloves as you clean.
Latex gloves. I also recommend to put lotion on your hands, a very generous amount, before you go to bed every single night.
Yeah, true. He got me into that as well. Tip 5, not smoking. So don't smoke. If you are a smoker, cutting back or stopping, I know that's easier said than done, but really, smoke does age your, not only your body, you're like adding something very harmful to your body, but your skin takes a toll with smoking too. I've had aunts and uncles who have smoked and their skin definitely was a little more wrinkled or a little less. You could tell that they were aging faster than what others were. Smoking also increases the risk of heart disease, lung cancer, and some other skin problems. Obviously causes those wrinkles and premature aging. Tip number 6, eat a balanced diet. So we talk about that a lot in this podcast, but there's so many benefits to eating a balanced diet, like having enough fruits, having enough veggies, and it does, like you can see it come out in your, not only in your skin, but you, how you feel, how active you're able to be. So having that balanced diet helps to keep you from aging and also helps your cells feel younger. 7, fill up on fermented foods. We talked about that with our gut health episode. You want to go back and listen to that, but eating foods like kimchi, sauerkraut, and yogurt, any really like fermented foods does help add those antioxidants to your body, which then helps you to have anti-inflammatory compounds. So like you don't look as puffy, which adds to you being aged or looking older. And then Interestingly, a study that was done said that fermented pomegranate actually does help improve the brightness, elasticity, and moisture of your skin just after 8 weeks. So that was something I was like, huh, I'm gonna have to look for that fermented pomegranate and see truly after 8 weeks how my skin has been impacted by that. So just a little side note there, fermented pomegranate. Tip number 8, reduce that sodium intake. I know that we really try to look at what we're adding to our foods because we don't want to add, although yes, you want your food to be flavorful, too much of something that's really good is actually really bad. So we always kind of make sure that we're not adding too much salt to our foods. We know sodium does hold moisture in your body. So having too much salt, you'll start to see that you're getting bloated more, or like your hands get puffy. At least mine does. So reducing that sodium intake helps with that. Number 9 then is to also drink plenty of water. I know that I struggle with that, especially when I'm working, because I'm always like on the go, talking, walking. So being mindful of the amount of water that you're drinking daily. The goal is, I always thought the goal was 64 ounces, but it's actually more. It's around 96. And then, of course, that depends on how active you are throughout your day. But aiming for 96 ounces of water daily. Tip number 10, minimize that alcohol intake. So just like smoking is bad, too much alcohol is also really bad. It does dry your skin and it dehydrates the body. So making sure that we're minimizing the alcohol intake. And then tip number 11, no surprise here, we talked about this last week, but getting enough sleep. So having the lack of quality sleep leads to that anxiety, depression, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, so many health problems with just not getting enough sleep. So making sure that you're getting between 7 to 9 hours of sleep daily. Even if that means you have to go to bed a little bit earlier during the weekdays, making sure that we're fitting in at least 7 hours throughout the week, and longer if you need during the weekends. Number 12, staying physically active. So just keeping up with your activity, whether it be going to the gym and lifting weights, doing a yoga class, going on walks, but just keeping active. Does help you to manage that stress in your life, but also keeps your brain young, as well as improves your thinking, your learning, and the judgment skills as you're getting older. So then tip number 13 is to manage stress. Of course, we know chronic stress can actually speed up your aging process, so making sure that you're doing activities to help manage that stress. Number 14, improve your posture. And this is something I need to work on. But looking down at our phones all day actually causes our necks, right, to go down, and our skin is creating wrinkles within our necks. So trying to either hold your phone up so it's in front of your face, or not being on your phone as often, and really focusing on that posture of your head and alignment in your spine. So looking downwards all the time will cause those fine lines and wrinkles. So keeping your phone up and or not being on it as often. And then last tip that I have for you is to also take care of your teeth. We haven't mentioned teeth a lot here, but your dental health is just as important. So making sure doing like a whitening toothpaste, I wouldn't suggest doing that daily, but maybe once a week, just so then those foods that you're eating, if you drink coffee, you know, you want to make sure that you don't have a lot of stains on your teeth, as that will age you as well. Those are my tips for keeping healthy and staying young. So anti-aging tips. I know another tip actually would be the whole fasting. With fasting, your body does get rid of those bad cells, and that helps your cells to actually regenerate and create new life within your body. So fasting was another tip for anti-aging as well.
All right, a lot of great information there. Yeah, I know over the years I've seen where people tend to age the quickest is their hands. So as my wife mentioned, very important to keep those hands oiled up with lotion and put that lotion on at night and making sure your hands stay moisturized. Also, I notice a lot of people start to age in their kind of chest and neck area. So very important to wear sunscreen in that area if those parts of your body are going to be exposed, especially during summer. And a lot of great tips there. So just a couple of additional tips. Strength training with weight-bearing exercises can help maintain bone density. Muscle mass and metabolic health, which are crucial for healthy aging. So that bone density, you hear a lot of people getting osteoporosis as they get older, falling down and breaking a hip easily. So weight training will definitely help you prevent that. Meditation and mindfulness is always great for anti-aging. I recommend taking a before picture if you haven't tried meditation yet, and then meditate and get into it for a good 6 to 12 months, and then take another picture and compare that one and just see if you notice that you've reversed a little bit in the aging process by just really reducing that stress, which is such a huge factor for people aging. And just really some natural supplements and herbal remedies, antioxidants. So anything with a lot of antioxidants in it, such as green tea, is going to be very helpful. We've mentioned this before. The red wine is also another good source of antioxidants. So those are two options there, but there's a lot of other foods that are rich in antioxidants. So check those out. And then adaptogens, which are herbs like ashwagandha and rhodiola rosea, if I'm saying that right. Those can help the body manage stress more effectively and mitigate some of those adverse effects of aging. So those are important as well. And yeah, it's just important, I think, to take a holistic approach and use natural methods to prevent anti-aging. Don't want to get into all the Botox and fillers and all that type of stuff, because those can have side effects and actually kind of make you look worse over time. So it's better to age gracefully, naturally, but take natural steps to reduce aging. And then also everything that we mentioned today is really accessible. Anybody can do it, low cost, if any. I'm sure some of the creams can get a little bit expensive for your face and stuff at night. But aside from that, you can get your exercise done, eat better, and get that sleep. So everything we mentioned is very accessible to everybody. So just to recap, healthy diet, regular physical activity, stress management, adequate sleep, and the use of natural supplements is going to be your best way to prevent aging. So I think we got a challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also drinking water. So for our challenge this week is to, especially myself, I need to do this challenge. But drinking at least 96 ounces of water per day. Try to make sure you have a water bottle by your side. I have one of those like really big, not like the huge, huge ones, but a 32 ounce. So I know having that, at least need to finish that half of my day, will be 32 ounces. So drinking more water.
Get out there and stay hydrated. All right. Again, make sure you follow us on this podcast. Hit that plus symbol. Make sure you visit our YouTube and our Instagram, Superhumanistic on Everything, and drop us a line. Thank you for joining us. Take one new step toward a healthier life today. Bye.
Bye.